You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the man who is the pride of Miami University, right there on the Little Miami. From the MLB and NFL Networks, he's our pal Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, my friend.
Good. Good.
Terrific. What do you think of $300 million for 10 years to go to San Diego? Congratulations, Manny Machado. You've hit the lottery and then some.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Who cares if we win 75 games a year, if that's what it ends up being? And I think eventually they'll get a little bit better. But, man, there's if you're going to pick a place to go live for the next decade and get paid $300 million, I would say San Diego probably cracks the top five.
I don't know. I look at this and I'm curious your thoughts because I think somebody would totally, if anybody understands it, you. Is San Diego like Cleveland was when the Browns left right now? Trying to make the investment into baseball the way the Indians did when the Browns left and, you know, without the Chargers there? Can you see that, or are we just kind of looking at it from a Midwest perspective?
Well,
and you can't really place that on San Diego.
No, I mean, let's remember that the Indians' plan was in place long before the Browns decided to move. You know, that was all a movement toward the new stadium, which opened in 94. So, you know, the Indians had no idea, but they ended up figuring that now it's pretty much a one-horse town. I mean, yes, the Cavs were still around, but people had felt like they kind of missed their opportunity with all those great players of Doherty and Price and Hot Rod and Nance, and we were just kind of fledgling along there in the mid-90s. But, yeah, I mean, San Diego's missing something. No question about it. They got one pro sports team, basically, unless you count the team that's the AAF, which is going to be a 2-month process. But yeah, they were hurt. They were hurt when the Chargers moved up the road, and it's only, you know, 100 miles, but there is a distinct line being drawn between San Diego Chargers and Los Angeles Chargers. So are they trying to take advantage of that? Perhaps. I mean, they've got a great setup. I don't know if either of you guys have been down to the, I don't know if you guys
amazing
the All-Star game.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, San Diego, I just love that ballpark. I love that whole area.
Yeah.
I just think it's gorgeous.
Yeah, for people that haven't been, and if you're ever looking to go take a trip and go see some ballparks and stuff, put that one on your list. It's in an area called the Gas Lamp District. That's a couple of blocks away. Great restaurants, bars. It's right downtown. It's nestled in beautifully. You're right there, not far from the ocean. So it's set up so that if they ever grow something baseball-wise, you'd love to go there for a World Series, I can tell you that, or
amen,
the playoffs. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Chris Rose joining us. What does the signing mean for baseball? What does it mean for the Indians?
Well, for baseball, it's a good thing because obviously you've heard a lot of players chirping about the grind to a halt free agency process, which I don't think has been entirely accurate. I just do believe that there is a recalibration of what's gone on, that so many of these GMs now think, and decision makers think alike, that they have come up with some sort of algorithm that places a strict value on you as a player. And I don't know if it's right, I don't know if it's wrong, but I think this is the way that most of them are doing business. And if you're a veteran player, they're going to be very careful with their dollars and how they spend them on you. I do think that there's an underestimation of leadership and chemistry, because that's not really a quantifiable number, whereas everything else that's done on the field is. And I think that some of those guys will slip through the cracks and it could end up costing teams. So once again, I'm not defending what they're doing. I'm just saying I think that this is how it's getting done to a degree. Now, what does it mean for the Indians? And really, we're talking about one guy here, Francisco Lindor, right?
Yes, and not having Machado playing in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing. Manny Machado is a great player, and you can say whatever you want based on last year's postseason and the Johnny Hustle comments and, you know, kicking Jesus Aguilar and the plays at second base, whatever people want to make out of that. The guy plays every day. He plays every day, and you can plug in your numbers, and that's really important in the baseball world. Now, I talked to a few guys over the last week or so who have played with him. And here's the deal, they said. Good guy, well-liked, not sure how high winning is on his list of priorities. And by the way, that's perfectly fine. If you are a 26-year-old free agent, you have earned every right to go and define your career however you want to define it. Like, I made this point on Intentional Talk yesterday. We as fans bitch and moan when guys go chase a ring. And then we complain when they go to a sub-500 team and take a lot of money. Like, you can't have it both ways, fans. He can do whatever he wants to do. If he wants to go grab the money and hope that the Padres build a winner, that's his prerogative. If he wanted to go join the Yankees for less money but join a team that's right there on the doorstep, he has that choice too. So that's perfectly fine. And what does it mean for Lindor? I'm not hopeful. You know, you look and you see that the Padres in the last 2 years have doled out the highest free agent contracts. A year ago yesterday, they gave Eric Hosmer $144 million, which was far and away the most they had ever given to a player. And then they more than doubled it exactly a year later with Machado. Do I think the Indians are ever going to do that? No. No. And that's a kick in the gut because I rue the day that we might have to make a decision on if we have to trade Francisco Lindor. That's a thing I bounce around in my brain all the time. It kills me.
Chris, let me throw this at you because I know we want to talk about Lindor in this aspect, but what about Kluber? I mean, the Padres have, you know, ranked with the best farm system. They've got seven guys in the top, 89 out of the top 100, according to MLB.com. I'm curious, does that make it, the window that's open now for the Padres that they might say, what does that mean maybe for the Indians if they wanted to trade Kluber to the Padres or Bauer, especially after some of the things have been said the last couple of days?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting, but this Machado move wasn't made for 2019. Let's remember, they won 66 games last year. So they're not going to go from 66 to 90, for example, in part because the Dodgers are still really good and the Rockies are still really good. Now, the Giants, they'll be back in a couple of years once Farhan Zaidi gets his fingerprints all over the organization. He just took over as president of baseball operations there. The Diamondbacks, I don't know where they are right now. They're kind of caught in the middle. I think the Padres will use this year to assess where their young talent is, and I think that if they're going to take this to the next step, they have to trade for veteran presences, meaning plural, like multiple guys. Or, you know, Gerrit Cole's a free agent after this year. Do you want to pour another $100-plus million into a free agent? Or do you want to trade some of your young players? That's what I would do. I mean, that's exactly the formula. You know, it's just because you have 10 guys in the top 100 doesn't mean they're all going to be playing their home games in San Diego. You use a few of those guys to pry somebody like a Kluber or Bauer loose.
But, Chris, do they – and we talked about that yesterday, that it would make perfect sense for them to do that to be more competitive. But do they have to do that, or did the 10-year deal buy them enough time to let these guys develop while Manny sits there and makes all of his money and they get better and they draw some more fans?
Yeah, but what do you – you know – and I think it's kind of the mistake the Atlanta Braves have done. They have an excellent farm system. They have hung on to all these guys. That's the point about prospects.
Yeah.
You don't have to have them all grow up on your field.
And they all don't pan out either.
No, they don't. So let's say out of the 10 guys they've got ranked in the top 100, let's say that six become bona fide major leaguers. Let's say two of them become all-stars. You know, you missed out on an opportunity to deal away a few guys and help your team for guys that are proven. So, yeah, they should, and I would be calling the Indians. There's a relationship there. Now, like I said, I don't think I would do it this year if I were A.J. Preller, who's the GM of the Padres. I would use 1 year to figure it out. But if he wants to, if he feels like the team is coming together in June and he wants to, you know, have that plan moving forward, and if things are going okay for the Indians but not great, it might be enticing for the Tribe to get some young, controllable starting pitching and not scrap the season, but say, hey, listen, we know we're not as good as the Astros, Red Sox, and Yankees, but maybe we can beat them in a short series, and we'll roll the dice and try and flip this thing while we're moving.
Two quick questions for you before we let you go, because I know your time is valuable, and we want to make sure you have the rest of your day to you. First of all, would you suggest to your son the Trevor Bauer rules of dating?
Next question.
All right, let's switch. You want to switch to football then?
I guess you appreciate his honesty, meaning he lays it out there on the line.
Yes.
So, you know, there's no games being played. But, man, you read that and you cringed. It's just
painful.
Can I say this?
Sure.
Few guys are more interesting in professional sports than Trevor Bauer, just because his brain's all over the place, right?
True. Like,
guys don't go back into their lab and develop new pitches in the offseason. Very few of them do, and study how the body works. And he's really into this. But, man, there's some things that he says when he opens his mouth. I know he doesn't care. I get it. I know he doesn't care. But that stuff wears thin. Like, the Indians have dealt with this for a good 5 or 6 years now. He's got a pretty good situation, man. It's just
But they knew what was coming, Chris. They knew this when they got him from Arizona. They knew that some of this was coming.
Absolutely. And, I think, you know, you put up with it because you saw what he, you know, I don't think he's that far off when saying if he didn't get hit by a line drive, he would have won a Cy Young Award. He would have definitely had a chance at it. Man, it's just – I always look at how words and actions disrupt the clubhouse more than what they mean to fans. With all due respect to fans, like, I care about the 25 guys in the clubhouse. That sort of stuff people get tired of.
All right, last question, and I just want to make sure we get your take on this because I want to know what you think. Colin Kaepernick settling with the NFL on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know what it means. Yeah, there's not much to say there. I think it's probably good for him and probably was good for the NFL, and people will move on.
Were you surprised, though? Like, I think we all got kind of caught off guard on Friday when it happened. We did.
Well, just because it hadn't been in the forefront. We only get surprised when we're not discussing it 24/7.
True.
But that it happened, I'm not surprised.
Chris, a pleasure.
Thanks, Chris.
How's the weather these days out there, guys?
Not a good day, dude.
It stunk.
Not a good day.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thanks, bud.
Just think of it this way, guys. If you were uber talented, you could have gotten $300 million to go live in San Diego right now and host a radio show just via remote in Cleveland. Would have been nice.
Thanks, yeah, man.
Apparently we're not.
Thanks for putting us
thanks,
down.
Thanks,
Chris. Oh, stop it. I'm in the same boat.
Just
no,
sit
you're
there.
In California at least.
Yeah,
making $300 million a year.
There
you're
you
good.
Go. Nice job.
Yeah, it ain't that. You might have the three and the zeros. You're just not all in the right order.
Wait, I'm just telling the alumni board at University School you're ready to build that rose – branch of the new school.
Rose Arena.
Yes.
Oh, Rose Arena. I like it.
Yes. Oh, God.
Thank you, buddy. We got to go.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.